Pennsylvania's long-awaited budget will not include a new funding stream for public transportation. WHYY's Corey Sharber reports SEPTA's CEO is calling the move disappointing.
Transportation fell off the state's priority list this fall after SEPTA and Pittsburgh Regional Transit resorted to covering operating costs with money from a reserve fund usually meant for improvement projects. Previous budget versions included money for SEPTA in exchange for regular reports on financial progress and efforts to combat fare evasion. In a statement to WHYY News, SEPTA CEO Scott Sauer said the agency is ready to work with lawmakers on a comprehensive funding solution for transit. Sauer said, quote, "It is disappointing to see another year pass without action to address the immediate day-to-day needs of our riders and increasingly critical short- and long-term infrastructure investments." The total budget is just over $50 billion, an increase of nearly 5% from last year. Some notable increases went towards K-12 funding, special education, and child care. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
The new Pennsylvania state budget bringing relief to nonprofits and social service agencies. They had to operate without state funding for more than 4 months. Some of them had to either cut programs or rely on emergency credit to make payroll. Janine Lisitsky is the CEO of Mental Health Partnerships. She says her organization relied on the latter.
The nonprofit sector is really strained, even in the best of times, right? We had to go out on our line of credit. And then, of course, the interest we got to figure out how are we paying for that. Over time, you get to a point where your line of credit is at the end. So you have to worry about, you know, are you going to be able to pay staff?
Lisitsky is calling for reform so nonprofits aren't left without funding during future budget standoffs. Mostly sunny. We'll hang around the low to mid 50s today. Right now, mostly cloudy and windy, 53 degrees in Philadelphia.